This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A First Growth in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome, and we're enthusiastically presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're picking up our interview with the hospitality director for the Star Lane Vineyard and also the Deerberg Vineyards, Chris King, and it is a pleasure to welcome Chris back to the show. Chris, thanks for hanging in there.
Absolutely.
Now, Chris, before we move on and talk about the regular tasting room for Deerberg and Star Lane, we've been speaking about the Star Lane Vineyard on the Star Lane Ranch and the actual winery. Very recently, there is a way that wine aficionados can have a truly VIP experience, sometimes with you, actually see this magnificent facility and also do a very special tasting of some of your allocation wines. Please tell us about that experience and how our listeners can hook up with that before we move on, because in my mind, that's really the way to do this, you know, for someone that really is serious about wine and has an appreciation for all that is on the Star Lane Vineyard.
Yeah, you know, a short drive from SoCal is Santa Barbara, and an even shorter drive north, you'll find Happy Canyon, where we're located. This beautiful facility is open for tours and tastings by appointment. The 90-minute experience starts with a brief tour and history of the ranch. We will go through the caves, do a little bit of sampling from some barrels. Right now, we're offering some barrel samples of our newly upcoming Nebbiolo, which will be released in 2024, which is really exciting. We'll then go through the caves, tour through the facility, talk a little bit about the libraries and Jim and Mary's long-term vision for their family on this property. And then, of course, at the end, we'll sit down and we'll taste some of our best wines, and we'll just chit-chat and have a good old time.
And our audience should know, if you haven't been able to figure it out already, Chris is quite knowledgeable also very patient with any and all questions, and he knows wherefore he speaks. He also knows the area very well, too. For folks that are looking for other recommendations in terms of other winery tasting rooms they might want to stop by during their visit, Chris is very gracious about that. Chris, before we move on and talk about the main tasting room in Drum Canyon and what grapes are grown on that estate, just tell us very briefly about your winemaker who has been with you since 2013 and oversees all of this, because it's a big operation and it's a lot of wines.
It is, it is. You know, Tyler Thomas, our winemaker, is not just a winemaker. He is our president. He is our mentor. He's our friend. He's a father. And, you know, really sets the tone, sets a very calm and collected tone for the winery, for the employees, and just this whole experience as a whole. You know, it's so funny when other winemakers come to visit Tyler here, they're one of their first comments is always, God, it's always so calm here. And that's something that I think Tyler does a really great job at. And I think that really comes out in his winemaking too. You know, his approach is nuanced consistency. And when you're producing, you know, 15 varietals from 3 estate vineyards, you really have to be cool, calm, and collected in your approach to winemaking. And I think that's what makes Tyler such a great fit for the Deerbergs and for our facility.
Well, again, having had a chance to chat with him when I was visiting with you, you know, definitely calm, which is unusual to see from a winemaker, and also particularly just as harvest and crush was still going on. You know, that is usually the anxious time of the year. So glad I had a chance to spend a little time with him, and obviously appreciate the enormity of what his task is at Deerberg and Star Lane. Now, Chris, transitioning back over to Drum Canyon, another estate vineyard that is part of this operation, that is more Burgundian varietals. So tell us what grapes are growing on the Santa Maria Vineyard, as well as where the tasting room is at Drum Canyon, and then we'll talk a little bit about that tasting experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're lucky enough to own three pretty spectacular estates here in Santa Barbara County. Santa Barbara County is home to 9 AVAs. We have vineyards in 3 of those AVAs, one being, of course, Happy Canyon, where my property is located here at Star Lane. The Drum Canyon estate that you mentioned is where our estate tasting room is located. Has about 76 acres of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay planted there, about 19 miles from the coast. And then about 25 miles northwest of us, we've got the Deerberg Ranch, or the Deerberg Estate. That ranch is about 150 acres of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. We also grow a little bit of Syrah there and a teeny tiny bit of Viognier, which allows us to do a Côte-Roti style Syrah from the Santa Maria Valley. So three really iconic vineyards producing everything from Chardonnay to Pinot to Cab to Syrah and pretty much everything in between.
And, Chris, as you might want to point out, all of those are available for tasting at the Drum Canyon Tasting Room. Tell us a little bit more about the options that are available there, because you have a very well-trained staff there, and they're very accommodating and very welcoming. It is in a remodeled barn, but once you're inside of it, you certainly don't think you're in a barn.
Yeah, I've often joked around with people that comment on how beautiful the inside of the barn is, that it looks like an HGTV episode exploded inside, because every modern beautiful trend that you could see in any modern home has been implemented by Mary Deerberg. When I first started my wine journey, I was a member at Deerberg Star Lane, and at that time, back in 2007, 2008, it was a barn. It was a tractor garage. There was oil cans and spider webs, and it wasn't much to look at once you got inside, but the wine was so fantastic, and the views are so spectacular. You get a 17-mile view of the Santa Rita Hills from the front porch there in the tasting room, and once you're inside, it truly is magnificent. It's like walking into a chapel. And it's just a beautiful space. We have two tasting experiences there. We have our regular, I don't want to say regular, I guess I'd say our standard tasting experience, which is a flight of five wines coming from our three estate vineyards for $25. And then we also have a private tasting experience in what we call our family room at the family table there, which is $60 per person. And that includes some of our higher end single block wines. We'd be able to do both those experiences at our tasting room in the Santa Rita Hills at our Drum Canyon estate.
Jumping back, Chris, if we can, to the experience I had with you at Star Lane, where I had a chance to taste two of the Deerberg Estate Pinot Noirs and then two Cabernets from the Star Lane Estate. I particularly enjoyed the 2014 Deerberg Stephen Pinot Noir from the Deerberg Vineyard, Santa Maria Valley. Tell us a little bit more about that wine, if you would.
Absolutely. So we have a great logistical benefit. As you mentioned, we have quite the expansive winemaking facility. And something that Tyler Thomas did when he came on board was he wanted to understand the nuances not only between each vineyard, but within each block from each vineyard. And so what we did that first year Tyler was with us was we actually isolated each block from each vineyard into a separate ferment and then took it a step farther and did that into a separate barreling. And then Tyler, the winemaking team, and the Deerberg family sat down and established their favorite wines from that year. And those have been bottled separately, usually 1 to 2 barrels per wine. We refer to those as our CCL wines. So CCL being Roman numerals for 250 basically signifies the number of years that Jim Deerberg would like for the future generations to be involved in this project and producing these wines. Part of that long-term goal and vision is to name those home blocks or those best of the best blocks from each vineyard into names for the future generations who will eventually be running the facility. So Stephen, Jim and Mary's oldest grandson, his father Michael Deerberg and his wife Jamin's son. And then we also have our Ty, which is a single block Pinot Noir from our Drum Canyon vineyard, and that's named for the Deerberg's second oldest grandson. So those two young men will eventually hold the keys to the kingdom, so to speak.
And the contrast between those two Pinots, same year, it kind of gives, I think, the wine appreciator, Chris, an idea of the diversity that is in Santa Barbara County. You know, same grapes.
Same grape, 19 miles apart, same elevation, same distance from the coast, same clone, same style of winemaking, two completely different wines. I often joke that the Thai is my front porch sipping wine and the Stephen is my backyard barbecue wine.
Chris, I'd be happy to have them both in my cellar. Now, kind of a nice surprise was the current release of the Star Lane Sauvignon Blanc, and very reasonably priced. Before we need to say goodbye, tell us a little bit about that, because, you know, it's something our listeners will appreciate, too.
Yeah, and, you know, it's nice because the Star Lane Sauvignon Blanc is available at a lot of restaurants in your area as well as here in Santa Barbara. Hey, look, you know, everybody's looking for a nice, crisp summer wine when the time is right. We have such great weather here in Southern California, so there's no shortage of great white wines. You know, we try not to take ourselves too seriously when it comes to Sauvignon Blanc. It's at a great price point. My mom affectionately refers to it as her summer pool wine, which I've sort of adopted. You know, just a nice wine on a midday afternoon in SoCal when the sun is blaring down, can't go wrong. We actually add a little bit of Semillon to our Sauvignon Blanc, which gives it a little bit of a tropical complexity. So for your listeners that may not like real grassy or botanical style Sauv Blancs, this is a nice Sauv Blanc for those drinkers that has a little bit of a tropical complexity, as I mentioned. Sort of tastes like very light pineapple juice, so tends to please a lot of palates.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. Chris, as we need to say goodbye, what is the best website for our listeners to be able to get more information and get the details of either visiting Star Lane Vineyards on that very exclusive opportunity or having a wonderful experience at the Deerberg Star Lane Tasting Room on Drum Canyon?
Yeah, so listeners can go to deerbergvineyard.com. That's D-I-E-R-B-E-R-G, vineyard, and that's singular.com. You can click on the visit tab, or you can find us on Talk, the reservation booking page, and you can book any of our three tasting experiences right from Talk or from our website.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris King, who for Deerberg Estate Vineyard and Star Lane Vineyard is their very knowledgeable hospitality director. Again, whether you want to do a regular tasting experience at their tasting room or something very special on the ranch where the winery is, definitely something to consider. It is the top of the hour. We need to take a quick break. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, we're dining in Malibu. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.